So, Dr. Disrespect, if you don't know what's going on, I wanted to do a complete from like square zero all the way up until today, like his entire career, because if you don't know anything about this, it might be a little bit confusing. Also, stuff like this often has a tendency to stay within the gaming community or within gaming specific outlets and stay a little bit more on social media. But it has hit the mainstream. It's hit a lot of newswire sort of outlets, and it's gotten picked up a bit. So I want to give sort of a layered foundation of like his career, what has happened, the exact timeline, because it's jumped around a little bit because we've gotten new information about dates from before, and there's been some updates of what's going on right now. So it's kind of all over the map. So I wanted to talk about this. But the main highlight here, the main story is that Dr. Disrespect, who is a streamer, knowingly sent explicit messages to a minor per a former Twitch employee. So Dr. Disrespect, if you don't know, is a really, really good, was a really, really good streamer, honestly, which is all the more reason that this is sad. He's a gamer who has created a persona called Dr. Disrespect. The guy's name is Guy Beam. That's his name. And he created this character. He was a game developer. He worked creating maps for a lot of the Call of Duty games back in the day. So he's created, worked on some of the best maps from some of the best first-person shooters of all time. And so he eventually started playing games online as this persona of Dr. Disrespect, who was essentially a 80s action hero sort of type. Sort of very macho, very, I'm the best. He calls himself the two-time back-to-back 1996, 1997 blockbuster video, like gaming champion. I think that's what he calls himself. It's stuff like that. It's like Lamborghini Countach, and he's got the glasses. And he's just supposed to be very much 80s action hero. But the character is very funny. And it is, his production value has been incredible. Like, incredible. That's one of the biggest things about this. Like this is, these are a couple screenshots from his stream, right? It's a lot of like custom 3D stuff. He calls his stream like the arena, like we're entering the arena. It's extremely high quality production value. And the character is very, very funny. So he had a very meteoric rise, and it was frankly well-deserved. People loved the content and the character, and other content creators really looked up to him as someone who really tries and was doing something interesting and unique in the space. It was a big deal. He's been a big deal for a hot minute. He really has. It's been really sad to see this. Now, basically, a lot of this started where he had a career for a long time, and then in 2017, this sort of came out of nowhere. He admitted to cheating on his wife at TwitchCon. So he put out this video basically saying that he was going to, this is one of the first times we've ever seen him like out of character, which is very wild. So this is the video he put out once it came out that he cheated on his wife at TwitchCon. TwitchCon being like the big gaming convention for Twitch streamers every year.
Kind of have a little bit of an announcement.
Very emotional.
And I just want to be completely transparent with you guys. As you guys know, I have a beautiful family and a wife and kid, and I want to be transparent that I've been unfaithful, and
up to you if you think this is sincere or not, but
and I'm probably going to be taking some time away, time off, to focus on stupid fucking mistakes, man. I'm gonna take time off to focus on my family, and so I just wanted to let you guys know that, and I apologize to you guys and Slick Daddy. I apologize to you guys, my sponsors, and Twitch.
Okay, so that happened in 2017. Now, when we all saw that and was like, "Oh, he's really sorry. He cheated on his wife. He took a break." And then he came back after a little bit to record numbers, bigger than he ever was before. It was wild. Now, what we know, and if you've read the caption, you know, we'll get back to this. But basically, 2017, we now know, was also the year that he messaged inappropriate things to a minor via Twitch chat, via Twitch's internal DMs product. So we didn't know that when we saw this video, but apparently he slept with a 24-year-old. That's what this was about. But he was also messaging a minor. From what I understand also, and from various accounts that have come out since then, there are other women as well that were involved around 2017. So he cheated on this in 2017 at TwitchCon. This is very important. 2017, TwitchCon, and cheated. These are very important information because this obviously reflects the minor thing. What we now know is that in 2017, we didn't know it was 2017, is when he messaged a minor. He knew it was a minor and asked about what her plans were for TwitchCon. So it's impossible to look at it as anything other than, and we'll get to his statement and all of that later, but it is impossible to look at this as anything other than he was trying to sleep with a minor at TwitchCon. Because that was obviously what he did. He was looking for people to sleep with at TwitchCon in 2017. So that was that part of it. In addition to that, he also had some other issues too. Like he streamed inside of an E3 bathroom and got banned. And it was again one of those things where he left and came back bigger than ever before. I'm making these mentions very specifically about him leaving and coming back bigger than ever before because I'm worried that's going to happen again. So what happened then, we're going to fast forward to 2020, right? So it's 2017. All we know is that he cheated on his wife. They worked it out. It was fine. That's all we know about that one incident. That's all we know about at the time. Fast forward to 2020, he is banned from Twitch completely. It says rumored to be permanent. This is the article originally from 2020. He was permanently banned. We don't know why. We did not know why. He claimed he did not know why. It just came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, this permanent ban out of literally nowhere. It confused everybody. Hugely. He was banned midstream. I don't remember if he was it was midstream, but he was banned. And people were like, was it a contract thing? Was it something to do with the bathroom thing that happened before? Like maybe it was just like a third strike thing. I don't know. We didn't know. At the time, I don't think anybody suspected anything like this. It just was very, very confusing to everybody. The date of the ban, it was in June of 2020. So this like literally just happened, like when this article came out. 26th, on the 26th apparently. But yeah, so nobody knew why. They know he was suspended previously for stuff, and that he was sort of, you know, he was becoming, you know, an issue kind of for Twitch, and everybody sort of figured it was a contract issue. Because at this time, all of the big streamers were being given insanely lucrative contracts. So he had one. He had an extremely lucrative contract with Twitch, as did many. And at the time, a lot of outlets were, or a lot of platforms were trying to, you know, collect Pokemon, essentially. YouTube and Facebook and Mixer at the time, back in, I think, 2019, they were gathering these streamers to be exclusive on their platforms, thinking their whole audience would come with them. So it was a very big deal that he got banned from this in the midst of what I believe he had just signed a contract. So he then sues Twitch, saying he's suing the fuck out of them for... So a lot of people ask, do you know the reason? I do know the reason why now. So basically, he claimed he didn't know and they didn't tell him why, and that he was just randomly banned. Yeah, so he said, a lot of people ask, do you know the reason? I know the reason why now. I've known for months now the reason why. I'll say this right now, champs. There's a reason why we're suing the fuck out of them. I don't know how else to put it. The amount of damages and just don't know. No, So, he's suing them because it was essentially for being a breach of contract. He had a contract with Twitch, and retroactively now, we know it was because, I think according to him, he didn't do anything illegal necessarily. There was inappropriateness, but nothing illegal. And so I think that we don't know the terms of the contract. But also, I just want to say it like this. This is not even necessarily Dr. Disrespect, Guy Beam suing them. when there's a big Twitch deal like this, I forget who he was, who his agent was at the time. I think it was CAA, I believe. They're the ones who put the deal together with Twitch. They're the ones who were like $10 million a year, whatever. They're the ones who put in the legwork to get their 10% of that deal. And so if they axe that, they're the ones who are going to go to court and be like, we want our money. He can get his money too, but we want our money. So if it's a breach of contract, it's not only a Dr. Disrespect thing, it is his agents wanting their cut as well. So that's all part of it. And so it eventually did get settled. This was in 2021, right? So then 2022, 2 years after the ban, they settled. We still don't know why he was banned at this time, but he did the legal action and then they settled. And he tweeted this, and moving on, quote, I have resolved my legal dispute with Twitch. No party admits to any wrongdoing. Now, of course, during this legal proceeding, Twitch would have had to be like, here is the reason why. He said he knows the reason why. They obviously put forward the reason why. And it was the DMs with a minor. He DM'd through Twitch with a minor, and it was inappropriate stuff that you could call sexting. He knew that it was an underage person. I'm going to get to that. And he has clung on to this, admits no wrongdoing. And I want to say something real fast about this in particular, because the word no wrongdoing, and why Twitch would agree to all this. So it is likely that they needed to get rid of him because of this problematic behavior, because of what he did. It might not have been explicitly stated in his contract that they could break it for this reason. Like, maybe it would have had to be something illegal. Maybe there was no morality clause to it. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't. I don't know the specifics. We'll probably never know the specifics of it. But it apparently was a contract violation, and they ultimately decided to settle. But it was a settlement where nobody admitted any wrongdoing, and seemingly there's an NDA over the whole thing, because he talks about later on how he can only say so much because of the settlement. And now the reason I believe Twitch would do this is because if it came out that one of their biggest streamers on the platform was DMing minors, then it makes all of Twitch look like an unsafe place for minors. It's bad for Twitch, bad for their parents, Amazon. It's bad all over. So it was in their interest to get rid of him, this problematic person, and then for it not to be public. No, I don't think anybody really thinks that Twitch is like a good guy in this whole situation. Thank God they acted on this and weren't like too afraid to get rid of him despite there being, you know, backlash or monetary issues. There's a whole element to people blaming Twitch for this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not focusing on that right now. We're going to keep going on the Dr. Disrespect aspect of this. So 2022, again, they settle. He knows why this happened. In his mind, he did nothing wrong, because he never met up with this person and never acted on this conversation that he had. And so I guess they were able to argue this to the point where he would get some money out of his contract, because they just didn't want to deal with him. But ultimately it was a contract violation. Now, he then goes straight to YouTube. Still doesn't offer any information about the ban. At this point, he likely cannot, because of the settlement. But one important piece of information about this, which we now know, is that he had that exclusive contract with Twitch, and they paid out the entire contract, and then he went to YouTube, and they did not offer him an exclusive contract. And that is because, at this time, their rumors already existed of what the real reason for the ban was. That rumor was not public. It did not hit the internet necessarily. It hit the community of executives, of people who really sort of needed to know this information. So there was rumors that it was, that the ban was because of him sexting a minor. And so because of that, YouTube, they didn't have any proof. They would not be able to get any proof or investigate this really, because of how shut down everything was legally. But they knew that the rumors existed, and then were uncomfortable giving him an exclusive contract for that reason. So he was on YouTube, but did not have an exclusive contract. Now, while all this is happening, Rod Breslau, aka Slasher, who is a very, very old school esports person and journalist in the space, he, after this ban, the legal, he brings up, he says, look, for several hours now, I've been told from credible sources the reason Dr. Disrespect has been banned. However, due to the importance and sensitivity around the subject, I have refrained from going on it. I don't feel comfortable with it currently. He should not have said this. He has admitted that this is not a proper way of saying, like, I know something, but I can't really say it. That's not good journalistic practice. He knows this. He's had his own issues. But this was the thing that everyone kind of pointed back to, like, okay, the importance and sensitivity makes him not want to respond to it. Sure makes it sound like a minor was involved. And so this is proof that, like, he knew, a lot of people at the time did know. So the rumor has existed. Now, it is still wild that it took 4 years to get to this point where it became public. But it's because of this exact thing where it's like nobody feels comfortable saying it because a lot of people have been quick to point this out, which is important. And the number one thing to do in a situation is protect the victim. You have to protect the victim. They're of age now, certainly, and can come forward if they want to or not. But the amount of hate and harassment that person would receive right now, it would be unfathomable. But anyways, this is just to illustrate that people knew at the time. YouTube knew at the time, but couldn't prove it. Slasher knew at the time, couldn't prove it. He has now, of course, come out, now that it's public, and been like, yeah, this is exactly what I knew, this is what we knew, yeah. So fast forward to a week ago, June 21st, Cody Connors, this is how this whole snowball started, a former Twitch staffer, right? Because some Twitch staff didn't know. I've worked with Twitch on a lot of projects, and I know that there were a lot of people at Twitch who did not know. They straight up did not know about this. But some people did know. And in addition to that, it was a rumor that was around. It was very much around, but nobody had any hard proof of it. It was just kind of, everybody kind of heard that was the issue. No real specifics. So then out of the blue, seemingly, Cody Connor says, quote, he got banned because got caught sexting a minor in the then existing Twitch Whispers product, which is their proprietary DMs. He was trying to meet up with her at TwitchCon. The powers that be could read in plain text, case closed, gang. No one made the wrong decision, fuck him and his boys. Now, why did this happen? Why did this come out all of a sudden? It seems like there is a document floating around. I have not seen it. It's either a screenshot of an email or actual documentation from the Twitch safety and trust team about the situation. So I suspect that the rumors, there was like a new wave of it kind of cresting in private conversations, in discords, between different influencers. The rumors were starting to pop back up, possibly because of this material floating. It could have been floating before. It could have been floating now. Yeah, Arthur, there's a clip that also from a podcast on June 22nd. Yeah, talking about, that was from 2 years ago, talking about how they heard that it was about sexting a minor. So this was one of those things where nobody wanted to say that. This person said it in this clip, which we can actually, you know, we might as well just watch this.
My memory is really bad because this was like 2 years ago and I was in Outpost buying a minicopter. Okay. And I remember someone saying, Dr. Disrespect got banned from Twitch because he was messaging underage girls on Twitch.
Why he said that?
Wait, what?
That's not it.
We're about to learn all about the DMCA process now.
That's what I'm saying.
Why
what I heard in Rust.
Why did he say that? Why did he say that?
He must have heard it.
Am I not allowed to say what I heard in Rust?
That's insane.
His crew on Rust is wild.
Yeah, he heard that in Rust. He's playing Rust. And that came up.
I would actually sue you.
Well,
wild stuff. But yeah, it's sort of, I think it has always been there and it kind of came up. And the amount of people that knew but couldn't say anything for fear of legal retaliation. Like, thank you, Cody, for doing this. It takes one person willing to say, fuck it, YOLO, let's do this. And that's exactly what Cody did. Just went out and be like, you know what, screw it. Yeah. Wild stuff, came out of nowhere. And so then, of course, immediately the reaction from Dr. Disrespect. There were a lot of the online, like esports and influencer kind of people, like Jake Lucky is a big one. He said former Twitch employees come forward and stated the alleged reason Dr. Disrespect's permaband being for sexing a minor in the previous Twitch product. This is Dr. Disrespect's very first response to any of this stuff. Says, Jake, seriously, I get it. It's a hot topic, but this has been settled. No wrongdoing was acknowledged, and they paid out the whole contract. So it's one of those things like, he's obviously saying like, this is not a big deal, okay? No wrongdoing was acknowledged, which is what he had said previously when they settled this whole thing, and they paid out the whole contract. So it's like, whatever, this might have happened, but there was no wrongdoing technically admitted, and they paid me, so why would they have paid me if I did anything wrong? That was his response. This was a very bad idea. This is a very, very bad idea. So obviously this is the very beginning of it, and then it started to really spin out of control. So then his next response was, listen, I'm obviously tied to legal obligations from the settlement with Twitch, but I just need to say what I can say since this is the fucking internet. I didn't do anything wrong. All of this has been probed and settled. Nothing illegal. No wrongdoing was found, and I was paid. Elden Ring Monday. So he was very much expecting, like, there was nothing illegal. It's all going to blow over. Not a big deal. It's not a big deal, guys. But I don't know how he thought that this was just going to kind of go away. It's actually kind of mental, especially with how much of a kind of open secret this has been. So he then went on and said some stuff on stream. So this is one of his first audio responses.
For those that are looking for me to expand on this weekend, not gonna. I already said what I needed to say. I don't give a fuck about this guy. That's it. So I do appreciate the donations. I do
the
appreciate
balls.
The messages. But I like to put it in fifth gear right off the rip.
Wild. Just be like, fuck that guy. The balls of this guy. He's been sitting on this for 4 years, and the balls to be like, fuck this guy. Insane. Insane. Rage Murphy asks, hey, are you confused if everyone knew this? Why is it blowing back up? What happened they're now speaking about? That's what I was kind of saying. It seems like the rumor was just kind of in general. People were starting to speak about it a little more freely, it seems like. And so then Cody decided to YOLO it and just be like, fuck it. This is what happened. I can't say definitively why now. But it's all this time, it just took one person YOLOing it and being like, you know what? Fuck it. This is what happened. So then everyone can then comment on that. You're not saying it happened. Everyone's kind of commenting on the fact that allegation is now out there. So it's the floodgates. It opens the floodgates, essentially. So that's what's going on. So anyway, that was his first response. So he was very confident. Fuck this guy, whatever. They got nothing on me. This is his next response.
You know?
Starting to settle in.
Well, shit like this happening. Happens over the weekend. And it just kind of... It's like, how many times can I I don't, like, I'm actually tired of being on social media, and I've expressed that over the years, champ. So I just, you know, I've always kind of hinted, like, it'd be nice to get off and just completely separate, right? Go live in Costa Rica or something.
That's going to be an important note.
I don't know. I think more importantly, we need to step away.
It's really starting to hit him. He's not escaping this.
I think when I say step away, I'm going to have to. Either have to relay this to the Midnight Society, but I, you know, maybe I step away from there too.
Midnight Society is the video game studio that he started. He is now trying to, in this video, he's trying to make it sound like he stepped away from it. They 100% fired him. Seemingly, that seems like the message he may have gotten when his whole demeanor sort of changed in this stream. He tries to make it sound like it was his idea. It very much was not. And we can go to that now next. You can sort of, if this is the point of this, is his whole demeanor changed. This is starting to really hit him that this is all going down. So On Friday evening, we became aware of the allegation against one of our co-founders, Guy B, making Dr. Respect. We assumed his innocence and began speaking with parties involved. Now, again, at this point, we didn't have any like real hard confirmation of what Cody said. It was just kind of Cody and then Dr. Disrespect's weirdness. So everyone at this point, when this is all happening, is still trying to figure out, like, is this real? What's going on? To what extent? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the general vibe of what's going on. So then Midnight Society puts it out. We assumed his innocence and began speaking with parties involved. In order to maintain our principles and standards as a studio and individuals, we need to act. For this reason, we're terminating our relationship with Guy Beam immediately. So they're basically like, we assumed all was good. Then they likely talked to him. And he seemingly would have been like, okay, well, yes, that's happened, but... And then they're like, that's all you need to say. We can't say that. That's it. It happened. We can't have this. This is a studio he co-founded. And this is not like a publicly traded company. This is not something where they have to desperately cut ties because they need to save their asses for like money or whatever else. This is literally just, they were like, we heard that this actually happened and fuck that. And one of the co-founders then tweeted out this. Rob Bowling, this is a statement from me personally, does not reflect any of my companies and has not gone through any legal or PR approvals. If you inappropriately message a minor, I cannot work with you, period. I promise to only act on facts, and I did. So at this point, again, everyone's like, well, okay, it happened. This is all 100% true then. And then, of course, there's a bunch of weird fans of his that are just like, well, you know, let's wait and see what's going on. It's pretty wild. So is Cody the true MVP for bringing this out to light? Honestly, I think so, yeah. Cody's getting all sorts of crazy hate. It's seemingly not being sued right now. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but Cody's kind of it's huge. It was brave. This is whistleblower stuff as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not sure it's possible that this could be protected off of by whistleblower stuff. I'm not 100% sure because it's tough because it's whether it's illegal or not illegal is how it would I think go to whistleblower laws. Anyways, Jackal, we'll take some questions really fast. Jackal, here's the biggest concern gripe with the entire situation, the staggering amount of people that are still coming to his defense even though the direct statement. Oh, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that point. 100%. It's wild the amount of people still protecting him. So anyways, all of this is happening, right? His own studio kicked him out. Everyone's starting to be like, there's no way that this is not true. There's still a bunch of people saying, like, maybe this is BS. Maybe it wasn't really a minor. Maybe nothing really happened, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody's quite sure exactly what happened because it's still just Cody's word against everybody else's. Now, I say everybody. I'm talking about general discourse. Nothing's hard written in stone. And so because of that, there's a lot of BS discourse going on Twitter in particular of, like, Doc's innocent, release the whispers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, was it really inappropriate? Was he just messaging like some random person who's 17 and 364 days old? Like, I don't know what's going on. Was it really a minor? What is it all BS? It was a lot of copium. Then Dr. Disrespect comes out with this statement out of nowhere. The Twitch ban. Hello, I'd like to make a quick statement. Let's cut the fucking bullshit. As you know, there's no filter with me. I've always been upfront and real with you guys on anything that I can be upfront about, and I'm always willing to accept responsibility, which is why I'm here now. First and foremost, I do want to apologize to everyone in my community, as well as those close to me on my team and everyone at Midnight Society Game Studio. A lot of people have been in the dark about what happened yesterday with Midnight Society and I. We made the painful decision collectively to have me step down. Our team is full of incredibly talented and good people that have high career ambitions and families that I never want to jeopardize the culture we have carefully crafted. Everyone has been wanting to know why I was banned from Twitch, but for reasons outside of my control, I was not allowed to say anything for the last several years. Now that two former Twitch employees have publicly disclosed the accusations, I can now tell you my side of the story regarding the ban. Again, he's like they. He sounds like I'm going to sue them. You know, the allegations, whatever. Then he goes into the hard facts. Were there Twitch whisper messages with an individual minor back in 2017? The answer is yes. Period, the end. He messaged a minor in 2017. Period, the end. Now, this was the first time we heard 2017 as well. Because remember, the ban came in 2020. So what you need to know about why there was the gap between 2017 and 2020 is basically, if I recall, around 2020 is when the gaming industry had its Me Too movement. And Twitch safety, trust and safety team put out a message being like, you know, report stuff, see something, say something, essentially. And that's when seemingly this came to light to Twitch in 2020 via it being reported through their internal reporting system. So there was a lot of people saying like, oh, Twitch illegally read his DMs. They shouldn't have done that, blah, 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 blah. A, it's a private company. I guarantee you the terms of service says they can look at your DMs. If there's something that has a report feature on it, then assume none of it's private. But it was seemingly reported based on articles that have come out since then. It was reported in 2020. It happened in 2017. And that's when they found out, and that's when they banned him. So they seemingly acted as fast as they could with the information they had. So, were there real intentions behind these messages? The answer is absolutely not. These were casual, mutual conversations that sometimes leaned too much in the direction of being inappropriate, but nothing more. Nothing illegal happened, no pictures were shared, no crimes were committed. I never ever met the individual. I went through a lengthy arbitration regarding a civil dispute with Twitch, and that case was resolved by a settlement. Let me be clear, it was not a criminal case against me, and no criminal charges have ever been brought against me. Again, he thinks the saving grace here is, well, it wasn't illegal. He thinks everyone's going to get him off, let him off the hook for him being like, oh, you know, they were a little inappropriate. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, it's just a little weirdness, you know, not a big deal. Also, you'll notice in a lot of the discourse, he put out this message, immediately edited the word minor out to just say with an individual. Everyone's like, are you fucking kidding me? He edited out the word minor. Everyone jumped on that. Like, you crazy asshole. Like, he read it back to himself and was like, ooh, that doesn't sound so great. I should probably take out the minor part. But everyone flamed him for that, so he put it back in. Insane decision. Insane. Thank God Twitter has an edit history. Arthur agreed, 100%. Yeah, thank God they have an edit history. Wild that he edited that out. Wild. Wild. Thank God he put it back in, because it's like, it was just, that's what it... I don't understand if this went through a lawyer or not, but it is wild to me that he thought he could just edit that out and then it would all be like, oh, it's all good. It was just an individual. No problem. Yeah, all good. Okay, so now from a moral standpoint, I'll absolutely take responsibility. I should have never entertained these conversations to begin with. That's on me. That's on me as an adult, as a husband, and a father. It should have never happened. I get it. I'm not perfect, and I'll fucking own my shit. That was stupid. Now, with all that said, this is, by the way, I just want to say, like, in no point during any of this is there an apology to the victim or anything like that. Now, with all that being said, don't get it fucking mistaken. I've seen all the remarks and labels being thrown so loosely. Social media is a destruction zone. I'm no fucking predator or pedophile. Are you kidding me? Anyone that truly knows me fucking knows where I stand on those things with those types of people. Fuck that. That's a different level of disgusting that I fucking hate even hearing about. Don't be labeling me as the worst of the worst with your exaggerations. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Remember that he said this. Remember that part. But I think I've said what I need to say regarding the ban itself. That's it. That's why Twitch made the decision in 2020. To my team, my community, industry, friends supporting me, I apologize. I wish I could have said it sooner. You guys have always showed me and my family support throughout all these years. And love you guys. And imagine the best community circle. Any of these uncomfortable, I get it. You don't have to support me anymore, but just know that you've always been greatly appreciated. But trust me when I say this, to all my haters that live and breathe social media with zero real-life experience, I don't give a fuck about you. Finally, if you're uncomfortable with the entire statement and think I'm a piece of shit, that's fine, but I'm not fucking going anywhere. I'm not the same guy that made this mistake those years ago. I'm taking an extended vacation with my family, as mentioned on stream, and I'm coming back with a heavy weight off my shoulders. They want me to disappear? Yeah, fucking right. Then he said he's going to be gone for a while. Now, was this a good statement? No. The important bit, obviously, is him admitting to messaging a minor. Now, a lot of people, as I recall, the question left was, people were like, how inappropriate and how much of a minor? But more importantly, the big question that everyone was using to defend him was, did he know it was a minor? Now, I want to remind you, look at the length of the statement, the fact that he edited it. If you thought that he didn't know it was a minor, You think he would have said that? You think he would have left out the part where it was a mistake, he didn't know, and then when he found out that it was a minor, he stopped? No, he left that part out. But everyone was still like, you know, maybe how much of a minor, and maybe he didn't know, and then he stopped it right away. I don't know. But he didn't say that. He didn't call it a mistake. He said it was stupid. He never said it was an accident or he stopped it. So, Bloomberg then puts out a report, basically confirming this. Now, this came out as being like, he knew this article was coming out, and that's why he had to put that statement out in anticipation of this. I think it was also the fact that there was this document floating around, and he knew that that was likely going to come out as well. And so it was very, very hard for him to deny any of this once it's out. He sort of half owned up to it, but mostly just defended himself, which blows. So he didn't, like, the whole getting ahead of it thing didn't really work for him from a PR standpoint. Now, the significance of Bloomberg putting this article out, people were saying, like, oh, this is like expecting this to be like the big bomb drop, but really wasn't a ton of new information. But the significance of this that I think a lot of people didn't realize is that it's fucking Bloomberg. This isn't some random Twitter first news site person who doesn't even have a website and just tweets this stuff out for free. This is somebody who found first party sources to confirm this. And then it went on Bloomberg, a place that has a very specific, very good legal system for publishing articles and claims like this. So this was, as soon as this came out, it was like, this is solid now, solid. So Twitch had violated the chat. Yeah, Discord banned him too. It was wild. The reasons for this banning from Twitch were not given. People have acknowledged that the beam was removed because of he exchanged sexually explicit messages with a minor. So the messages that he said sometimes lean to inappropriate, they were sexually explicit messages with a minor. He also asked a minor about her plans at the TwitchCon convention. Again, the same convention where he cheated on his wife. According to two of the people who asked not to be identified discussing such a sensitive matter, the complaint was later filed with Twitch through its reporting system. So this is a trustworthy source, a trustworthy reporter in Cecilia. And this is 100% like you can take this as fact. This is not some random person tweeting this out as a secondhand source. These are first party sources that they went to say that they were sexually explicit with a minor. It was through their reporting system. And he asked about their TwitchCon plans the same year that he cheated on his wife with a 24-year-old. And then this goes on to recap it a bit. Now, after the ban, he relaunched his career on YouTube, and Ryan Wyatt, the head of YouTube Gaming at the time, told Bloomberg that he didn't know the reason for the ban, but does go on to say that, like, this is why he wasn't given a contract, basically. So this is the Rolling Stone article now. Now, Rob Breslow, who was Slasher, remember, this is the guy who independently said, I know why, but I can't say why. He should not have said that. So this is now, he found Rolling Stone and somebody else to help him publish this. So this is now, oh, I forgot it's behind a paywall. Here, we got to do it this way. I think if you do it this way, you can read it. Yeah. Okay. So 4 years after the disclosure reason emerging this week that Orlando is trying to... Sorry, I'm trying to get to the actual part of this. Yeah, here we go. Here's the big takeaway from this one. This was huge. But after independently reviewing internal Twitch communications and interviewing a source with knowledge of the situation, I believe the internal Twitch communications is the document that is floating around. Rolling Stone has learned that Beam was kicked off the platform in 2020 for allegedly sexting a minor through a messaging feature called Whispers. Yes, this we knew. Even after learning she was underage. This is the big part of this. Even after learning she was underage. He also allegedly inquired about her plans to attend TwitchCon. So this is the confirmation that he knew. He knew. Three sources confirmed to Bloomberg. And then through this was like Rob trying to figure out, like, this. One of the unanswered questions is, did he know? And yes, he knew. And apparently said it wasn't a problem. Again, we don't know how underage, not that it should fucking matter, but obviously a lot of people are still trying to use that to defend him. Like, oh, well, if it's someone who was like 17 and about to turn 18, then whatever, who cares? That was that. And so this is where we are basically now. So we know that he messaged a minor and that's why he was banned. We know he knew it was a minor. And then he asked about this person's plan at TwitchCon the same year when he cheated on his wife with a 24-year-old. What we also seemingly know now, as this per reports on Twitter that are generally floating around there, A, there's more to this story, and B, there are several other women involved from this time. Like, he apparently had like a slew of women he was trying to cheat on his wife with in 2017. One of which was a trans model, allegedly. According to her, she shared a bunch of screenshots, which I don't have the link in front of me right now, but she shared like a screen recording of all of their explicit DMs. So this has been a theme with him. And according to Slasher, Rob Breslov, there are messages that he has seen between Dr. Disrespect's wife and some of these women. So she found out and was kind of going after these people. So this was something that was known by his wife, but I don't know to what extent. Jackal, you sent it to me? Thank you. Yeah. Lena Love, yeah. So these are some of the... So during that time in 2017, when he was cheating on his wife with not only me as a trans sex worker, but also another woman and texting a minor, he was exploiting me by making me give him cam shows with a promise of partnership. After the cam shows, he went ahead and blocked me. So this is a short she posted, and these are all the DMs, allegedly, of sexting. Snapchat username, wanting to meet up. You can look through all this if you want. But yeah, so this is obviously a pattern, and then boom, blocked. Wild stuff. So, where are we now? Very unfortunately, there are still a lot of people defending him. One person of which is like, there's a lot of his boys, but one person is like Tfue is like, who's another huge streamer, release the whispers. That's become sort of a battle cry for this of like, well, we need to see these whispers to know how inappropriate it was, you know? Maybe it wasn't that bad. So in addition to that, there's been fallout where 2K, like he's been a character in NBA 2K, he's being taken out of that. Turtle Beach dropped him. The 49ers, which he's done a lot of stuff with, have said, we're done with this guy. And YouTube has suspended his monetization, thankfully. Because my biggest worry about this is, I mentioned earlier, there were the two times when he was banned or went away. And both times he came back stronger than ever, breaking records and just being bigger than ever before. So there's definitely this worry that he's going to bail for a while. And if YouTube does nothing, he's going to come back stronger than ever. Because if you look at his stats, like he had 2.5 million followers on Twitter at the time of all of this happening. He still has 2.5 million followers. He has lost barely anybody. On YouTube, he was almost at 5 million. He has lost something, last time I checked, in the realm of like 50,000 subscribers on YouTube, nothing. His fans do not care. He admitted to inappropriately messaging a minor. We then find out he knew it was a minor and it was sexually explicit. In addition to that, a lot of the conservatives who are like protect the kids kind of people against trans and drag and gay people in general are defending him. It's actually kind of wild. They just don't give a shit. It's crazy. It's really crazy to witness. So YouTube, thankfully, I was worried they weren't going to do anything, but they've suspended the monetization. He has not been full on banned or had his channel wiped, but all of his stuff is demonetized. so we can't make any money on YouTube. But the question now is, where else is he going to go? Because if he wants to, he talked about taking a little break. There are other platforms, most notably Kick. Kick is a platform that was made to be a fuck you to Twitch by banned streamers. People who were banned for what they, people who were banned because of what they felt were like First Amendment rights violations. Basically, it's people who want to be able to say slurs but got banned for it. So you can go over to Kick and say slurs, no problem. You want $1 million? No problem. You can say slurs all you want, not a big deal. Hate speech is totally fine. The amount of illegal shit happening on Kick is actually pretty wild. It's the Wild West. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, if you want like a First Amendment paradise, it's same with Elon Musk and X. Like if you want a First Amendment paradise to be able to say whatever you want, like, what is it that you can't say now that you want to say? Because it's probably just a slur. Is it hate speech? It's probably hate speech, isn't it? Because what could you not say on one of these platforms that you can say there? Straight up hate speech. That's it. It's like the Civil War. It's like, all right, you want states' rights to do what exactly? What is the thing you really want the right to do that is being infringed upon at the moment that you're seeing a problem for? You know? What is that one thing? And so that's what Kick is right now. And so they asked Kick partnerships, and they said, hey, are you going to preemptively ban? And they were like, it's too soon. Kick isn't ruling out banning Dr. Disrespect from streaming on the Green platform after he admitted the reason for his Twitch ban. During a live stream, we asked Kick's head of strategic partnerships if you'd be banned from the platform after you join. I don't see that happening, he said. Referring to Doc joining Kick, like a very, very serious holiday. Look, in my opinion, I just don't see that in the cards in terms of reality. He said that there's still a lot to be unwound. Just the cavern of whispers that there is to be unlocked. Who knows? I think it's just too soon to even consider that. Based on what I've seen with Doc, I don't see the guy making a comeback anytime soon. I think generally he wants to take some time off and decompress. I wouldn't even comment on that. So it's close to a no, but it's not a no. Now, I just want to say this person was, I think, definitely caught off guard and really should have had a better response to this ready to go. But they're not preemptively saying, they're not saying no at this point, which is kind of the only acceptable answer. So it does sound a lot like, I don't see him making a comeback, but if we feel like it's possible, you know, maybe we'll let him on the platform. I don't know. In addition to this, there's also one called Rumble, which is where like Donald Trump Jr.'s wife has a podcast that is on Rumble. Rumble's another one where it's like you can basically, it's like a conservative paradise where I think they'd probably let him be on there. So what the future holds, I don't know. But as of right now, he is on a break. I don't know how he comes back from this. However, unfortunately, it seems like all of his fans are still his fans, which is mind-blowing. It is super mind-blowing that his fans are still his fans. They just frankly don't care. Seemingly, they just don't really care. And it really makes you sad because you know the demographic of his followers. So it's like there's so much youth that kind of doesn't give a shit. So this is really upsetting. And again, it's like he admitted to DMing a minor inappropriately. We found out it was sexually explicit and that he knew it was a minor. And there's still people like, okay, well, I need to see the whispers and I need to see how old this person was. Those are still the two things that people are using to defend. And again, a lot of these people are ultra conservatives who claim that, you know, all Democrats are pedophiles and the trans people are automatically grooming the youth of America. Meanwhile, they need more specifics to find out that this guy who admitted to DMing a minor inappropriately, they need a little more information before they can really, really poo-poo this guy. So that's the world we're living in right now. That's where we are currently. So we're looking now, it's like, how long is he going to be gone? Is he going to come back to YouTube? Are they going to remonetize him? Are they going to ban him? If they do ban him and keep him demonetized, is he going to just do something there to touch base with his audience and say he's going to somewhere else like Kick? Is Kick going to give him a contract? Are they going to let him stream on there? And is he going to go on Rumble? I don't know. And if he goes to any of these platforms, is he going to come back stronger than ever? And then fortunately, the answer is probably. If he wants to, I think he can. I really think he can, unfortunately.